more end-of-life patients are being sent from hospitals and hospices to aged care rest homes to die. And that's prompted calls for a new palliative care model to be set up. University of Otago Associate Professor Eileen McKinley has researched what's going on, and she reckons the residential facilities aren't able to cope with the specialist care requirements these patients need. And Eileen joins me now. Hi there.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora. So what's going on here? First of all, how did you get a sense that something was going wrong and decided to put some sort of more research into it?
That's a great question, Jesse. We have some close working relationships between the university and hospital-level rest home facilities. And in discussion with them, we realised that there was a trend in the transfer or discharge of patients from public hospitals and hospices into aged residential care settings with these high complex palliative care needs. And so together with a very good aged care provider locally, we looked at this within a research project.
Is there a sense in which it's a new issue, or has it always gone on and you're just looking at it for the first time?
I think it is a trend. I think the numbers of people, because of our ageing demography, reaching the end of life means that public hospitals and hospices have to look carefully at how many of these people that they are able to keep within their facilities, and if they're not able to keep them until they die, where can these people actually go? Because there is a group of patients who have these very high complex palliative care needs that can't go home to be cared for by their whānau at home. And so there has to be a place for them to go to be cared for and to receive specialist palliative care.
So at the moment, in a typical sort of case, what happens?
In a situation where there is a patient in the public hospital who the public hospital realised that there is nothing more that they can do for this person in a curative sense or an intervention sense, and they can't go home, and maybe it's not appropriate for them to go to a hospice, but they're known to be, they are at end of life, they're likely to die within the next 3 months. The public hospital is having to find a place for them to go, which inevitably ends up being an aged residential care setting, hospital-level care within an aged residential care setting.
And what's the problem with that?
The problem with that, as far as we can see as a research group, is that the complexity of their symptoms requires them to have a specialist palliative care approach. And that hasn't been, to date, been able to be delivered within an aged residential care setting, in the sense that there isn't a funded model of care to achieve it.
Just going to jump in, by the way, Eileen, and say I only learnt this word late in life, but palliative care means looking after someone who is dying, in case there's anyone out there who wasn't aware of that word. So, yes, carry on. It's more complex than just looking after someone with an illness, or indeed looking after someone who is just getting older.
Yes, and I think that's a really good clarification, Jesse, because we all know that aged residential care settings, or rest homes, as we would call them colloquially, they do care for their residents at end of life. They do give them very good palliative care. But the group of patients that we're talking about that are being transferred from public hospitals or hospices have high complex palliative care needs. They require an interdisciplinary team looking after them. And in the setting that we conducted our research in, the aged residential care facility was kind of cobbling together this interdisciplinary team by calling in health professionals from either the district health board, the local public hospital, or private contracted health professionals, or the local hospice. Nurses and doctors were coming in to provide support because they needed advice and support and symptom control and management within the aged residential care setting for this particular group. And this included the under 65-year-olds who would not typically be in an aged residential care setting.
So if we assume this is the wrong path, you know, if we assume these people shouldn't be in aged care rest homes to be receiving this sort of care, who's got it wrong? Is it the hospital for discharging them when they should be staying there, or is it the rest home for accepting them as a patient when really they shouldn't if they don't have the right facilities?
I don't think it's a matter of right or wrong. I think that this is a change in our population demographic. We now have too many people who are at end of life that are being cared for in hospital and hospice. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be going to aged residential care settings. Our research has shown that possibly this is the right setting for them to be in, but they require greater level of care than what's able to be provided for them within aged residential care at the moment because of the funding formula. And what we are suggesting is a new model of care for these admitted to die patients who require specialist palliative care that would enable other health professionals to be brought into the aged residential care setting along with other people to support the aged residential care staff to provide this level of care. And maybe it should only be certain aged residential care facilities who have a particular interest in delivering this type of palliative care that should be funded or enabled to do that within this new model of care.
Where will the change need to take place, Eileen? Is it into regulations or internal rest home policies, or is there a sector organisation that needs to step in here?
I think it needs to happen between district health boards and the Ministry of Health, having a conversation about the numbers, the trends, who's dying where. And there's been some excellent work done recently by Heather McLeod and June Atkinson in looking at trajectories of end-of-life care and who's dying where. And the data needs to be looked at carefully and then a decision made about whether aged residential care could be funded differently for this particular group of people.
And just one more thing to add, is someone has got in touch, taken slight objection to that definition I gave earlier. They say, I'm in palliative care, but I'm not dying. It's not synonymous with dying. Any thoughts on that?
I think that's a really good clarification. People are entering palliative care services at an earlier time in their end-of-life journey, and they certainly are not dying when they enter into a palliative care service. But there are a group of people that are at end-of-life and within the last few weeks to months of the end of their life, and sometimes they need considerable help from specialist health and social care professionals in making that journey towards the end of their life as good as possible.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for your time today and for the work you've put into this. Hope you get the changes you're looking for.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Good to talk to you.